Hosanna. We need to wave our palms. Wow. I mean, blessed is the name of the Lord on this day. Wave those palms. Yes. I wish you all could see online. I pray you are waving them as well. Wave them. Hosanna in the highest. We are here to celebrate our God on this morning because it is Palm Sunday. Yes. Are you as excited as I am? I can't hear you. Praise God. Beautiful people of God, let us pray. Let us pray. God of our salvation, Savior of our life, healer of our soul, oh, how we call you King. We call you Lord. We bring ourselves before you, acknowledging that we will find the fullness, oh God, of life through you. We will find the fullness of life through your love. God, we look for love no more as we proclaim, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to our King. And all of God's children said, amen, amen. You know, as Pastor Ashley mentioned, you know, this is really the only time we kind of raise our hands with palms, or even raise our hands kind of in the sanctuary. And it was dawned on me that it's really a time, this is really the time and the only day we invite children to come to wave palms exuberantly in the air. Sometimes we witness them using them as weapons, swords. I know some of y'all were children like that. Throughout my own palm of processional life, I can't tell you how many times palms have graced my head, my back, my neck, and my face. I'm sure you can relate to that as well. Today we witness this palm processional, the waving of the palms, the retelling of this divine story, but not as a reenactment of this moment in history. It is similar to the ponderings of what needs to die so that we can grow and glorify God. It is similar to the divine retelling of the gifts of our shoes to Gulf Coast Kids House in service to the vulnerable children. It is similar to our gift of time and groceries to families in need. It is similar to the gift of mission and service to our community and neighbors. These palms this morning are a gift to us. Everyone lift up your palm. It represents one tangible way to connect and reconnect to the one who gives hope. Hope to all who serve him. Connect to the one who gives strength, no matter how lowly, oppressed, depressed, rich or poor, to the one who weeps when we celebrate. These are our palms connecting us to 2,000 years ago. The Synoptic Gospels give us separate accounts of how some in the crowd crying trees to cut down the palm or leafy branches. I imagine, along with the disciples and those who laid the branches on the ground, the crowd, the multitudes who gathered for this festival were also face-palmed, elbowed, and pushed their way through to see Jesus. Perhaps they simply did not care how much they had to get past the palms, how much they had to look past the elbows, because they stood along the road in into Jerusalem, praising the one who came, blessed in heaven's peace and glory. These palms that you hold, palms that you see right now, the palms of your hands connect us to this holy week. The palms that you see, the branches, and the palms of your hands connect us to this holy week. See, in ancient times, palm branches symbolize goodness, well-being, grandeur, steadfastness, and victory. They were often depicted on coins and important buildings. King Solomon had palm branches carved on the walls and doors of the temple. Palm branches were regarded as tokens of joy and triumph and used on festive occasions, such as the one we witness in our biblical text. Kings and conquerors were welcomed with palm branches being strewn before them and waved in the air. Victors of Grecian games returned to their homes triumphantly waving palm branches in their hands. But today is not about a reenactment through the palm procession. It is about our connection and our reconnection to Jesus. See, through the palms, like our shoes, our palms, not these branches, our palms. Everyone hold up your palms. It is through our palms, our hands, the one that feeds us and serves others and gives generously to the mission of the church. It is through our palms that carry narratives and generational stories of love and service and protection. It is through our palms that sometimes we carry phones that in one tweet or text can give life or cause pain. It is through our palms that covers our mouths when we say something harmful or hurtful to one another or the other. It is through our palms that pens make legislation that suppress the bodies and voices of the marginalized. It is through our palms that carry the guns that needlessly take lives. And these are the same palms that carry the cross of humility, action, forgiveness, healing, and love. It is our palms that connect us to the one who suffered for humanity. It is the palm of this branch, it's the one that connects us to the cross. See, it is through the eyes, the good news, and the grace of the gospel that we see processional waves, that we witness the acclamations, that we see the praise and the power and the prophecy and the presence of the multitude. It is through these palms that we also witness the text in verse 41. As Jesus came to the city, it says, and observed it, he wept over it. It's a powerful, powerful text. The palms that we carry every day, the palms that we process in today, lead us in ways that we could never imagine. Saints, on this Palm Sunday, I believe as we read this text, Jesus wept over Jerusalem, that he continues to weep over us. I believe he weeps over you, over me, over our community. He weeps for our world. wave these palms in a symbol of what is to come. We wave these palms knowing that the King is here. We wave these palms knowing that our Messiah is on his way to the cross. We wave these palms with strength and grace and love. We don't have to guess why Jesus wept for Jerusalem, because Jesus was so very faithful in our text. He tells us in this context of rend your hearts to God. He tells us in this context of rend your palms to God. It is in this verse that we hold this tension of the cross where the palm branches, this victory, this joy and triumph with the stories of our own palms. It is a verse that is glossed over so often. We have witnessed that over and over again, week after week. Jesus is weeping, and in his own words, he tells us why. He says, because you did not recognize the time of your gracious visit from God. One theologian says, we call this the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, but it is probably misnamed. The proclamation of Jesus being king was loud and enthusiastic, but it lacked understanding and long-lasting meaning. The cheering crowds would within days abandon him. There was probably more travesty than triumph surrounding Jesus' entry into Jerusalem that day. Saints, he wept. So we hold on to these palm branches and the palms of our hands as a connection to those who need Christ in our community. We hold on to these palm branches and the palms of our hand as a connection to those who need Christ right now. We hold on to these palm branches and the palms of our hands as a connection to the words that we hear from Richard Rohr, who says, the longer that you contemplate the cross, the more you recognize the complicity that we all have had in hurting other people, the complicity of pain and disenfranchisement, the complicity of being a part of sin that has hurt others. We hold these palms so we will hurt no more. Hold on to your palm branches and wave them in the air. Hold on to the palms of your hands. Because when your hands physically touch, when your palms touch one another, what do? We're connected by prayer. Hold on to these palms with tension and grace. See, as we connect our palms together in prayer, we experience God in order to acknowledge the long-lasting meaning of God's gracious visit. We cannot miss what Christ has done for us. We hold on to these palms, to these branches, because of hope. We hold on to them because they connect us in prayer to God. Palm Sunday, the palms we wave, and the palms we carry out of our love for God, the palms filled with love and grace and mercy, the palms filled with forgiveness and acts of kindness, the palms that hold stories that have hugged people, the palms of Jesus Christ that leads us and guides us in all that we do. we hold on to these palms because of this prophetic act of Jesus is a sign of God's vulnerable love, which risked everything for humanity. We hold on to these palms, hold on, knowing that God is calling us. Hold on to these palms, knowing that God will strengthen us for the journey. See, the multitudes laid down their cloaks. They shouted blessings on the king. They proclaimed Hosanna in the highest. One gave up a precious, valuable animal. Disciples laid down their cloaks on its back and praised Jesus along the way, having no clue Jesus was coming into Jerusalem for a very different reason and a far more eternal purpose. Hold on to these palms and remain in this tension, this personal and communal space of reflection, of transition and transformation. Hold on to these palms and proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord. Hold on to these palms to pray for peace in our world. Hold on to these palms to be the beacon of light right here on 9th Avenue. Hold on to these palms to do the work of Jesus Christ. And so this morning, celebrate. We wave. We pray, we shout Hosanna in the highest. And when we hold on to these palms, we are strengthened by God. These palms are just not for this week. These palms are forever. It is the hope, beautiful people of God, that we hold on to these palms always. Jesus always had his face turned toward Jerusalem. He told his disciples in Luke 18:31, "We're going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled." Hold on to these palms, O people of God. This is how we gather our strength to serve, to plant, to water, to nurture, to grow, to turn our backs on the things that hinder us from following God. Hold on to these palms. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and your palm branch for connection and follow Jesus. Because saints, we're going to Jerusalem. Hold on to these palms. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. In the name of the Son, in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.